Welcome back to another episode of the KKLC Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Do you know what today is?
Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
What's up with your hair?
The world's first bad hair day.
Your hair is all messed up.
Having a bad hair day.
Your hair's so messed up.
This is the worst bad hair day ever.
Well, grab a brush and
fix your hair.
Fix your hair.
And get back to work.
Because it's showtime.
Yep, it's showtime. And we're counting down. It's show number 1700.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Can't believe that?
And you have you're having a great hair day.
Thank you. I know. How about that, huh?
I will tell you honestly, you're having a great hair day. So,
nice. Thank you.
It is Tuesday morning.
And I've worn some different glasses today.
I know. You look very coordinated. In fact, everybody has a black t-shirt on this morning.
We didn't really plan that. It just kind of worked out.
No, but your glasses go very well with your shirt, as I'm sure a lot of your fans saw on Facebook Live.
You know how I am. Mm-hmm. Yes, they saw you on Facebook Live today.
I know exactly how you are. And today we celebrate 1,700 shows with some cold hard cash that you have a chance to win. In fact, this hour.
Yeah.
We'll give you a chance to
win
that.
Love it.
All right. Details on that a little bit later on. Partly sunny, chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorms. It's monsoon season.
Yeah, it is. It's gross.
Chance of a thunderstorm tomorrow. High today, 103, 101 tomorrow. It's about 94 outside right now. Carla's first take on some entertainment news. Get to that here in a bit.
Yeah, lots going on. You know what? I'll let her speak for herself. Nicole Kidman has some thoughts on her husband's new song.
Oh. Mm-hmm. All right, more on that and other stories after Queen and Killer Queen.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, the Dallas Cowboys are number one on a new list of the world's most valuable sports teams. The Yankees are next, followed by several soccer teams. Real Madrid, Barcelona, until you get to number seven. That would be the New England Patriots. Chicago Bears and Bulls tied at number 19.
Wow.
Those are the world's most valuable teams. The money that they bring in, what their fans
merchandising and stuff like that.
So Dallas Cowboys, number one. This is the world, people.
Wow.
Tom Brady, speaking of which, being dad shamed still after diving off a cliff with his 6-year-old daughter. If you watch the video, it could be a bit alarming because he just grabs her hand and jumps off. He doesn't say, are you ready? You want to do this?
1, 2, 3, jump.
Yeah, just boom. That's it.
Right.
And even The Rock said, dude, I trust your judgment, but geez, man. It was a bit alarming for a lot of people, and he's really being just dad shamed big time on the internet.
If you see the video,
yeah.
I think it's a matter of the little girl wasn't ready to go. She wanted to do it.
Yeah.
And he just said, you know what? We're doing it. Go.
Right. I'm sure she's okay.
Her dad, right.
He's like a guy. I mean, we found out and he's talked about it. He likes doing stuff.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to stop this guy. I don't know that it's extreme sports or anything, but he likes the thrill and he likes the rush of certain things. And so, you know, I'm sure he's like, come on.
Yeah.
Shake it off. Just do it. Jeez, not a real helicopter parent, is he? Just jump, man. Ed Sheeran, this is great. Boy, the life of a celebrity. He owns a $25 million home in London, but he was having some trouble with his neighbors. Some of them are loud and they're just bothering him. So as soon as he got the chance, he spent another $5 million to buy the properties on either side of his house. So problem solved. There you go.
There's times I wish I could do that.
I agree.
I have the money to do that.
Man, I agree. I wish. So what, $30 million, you know, for quiet on either side of you. And okay.
Didn't former Lieutenant Governor Lonnie Hammergren do that?
Yeah, didn't he buy the house next to him?
On both sides.
So he
could fit more of his crap.
Well, yeah, he had to fit crap in there. He had to fit his hoarding materials in there. Jeez. And Nicole Kidman, and maybe we'll play this afterwards. She was asked about the Keith Urban. There's a lyric in his new song, she's a maniac in bed, but a brainiac in her head.
Oh.
She said, well, it's better than saying, God, I'm so bored. Make an effort, Nicole. So she's right about that one.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a cool song, actually. That is my painfully deep take.
Here's that Keith Urban, a bit of the Keith Urban song you were talking about, and what Nicole Kidman thought about it all.
I wonder if she knows.
She's a lady. I don't censor his art. If I can be amused for it, yes, it's better than saying, God, I'm so bored. Make an effort, Nicole.
Something. Give me something. Yeah, your husband comes out with a song like that, you got to take credit for it.
Yeah, I would. I'd be patting myself on the back all over the place. Yep, that's me. Yeah,
I'm Nicole Kidman.
Yep, exactly.
By the way, with all the great movies she has done, I saw probably one of the worst.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
It's her movie Destroyer. I had never heard of it. It only got like 2-3 stars. Now, people are saying, because I went to like Google or something.
Right.
And so you could see the trailer and everybody's like, oh my God, she looks different.
That was her ugly girl movie.
Her breakout movie and all this other stuff.
Wow, really? That was never only from not that long ago.
You've never seen her like this.
Yeah. Okay.
Awful.
All right.
I thought it was
awful.
Nice White Shut was the worst one.
Oh, I thought that was horrible. I hate
it. It was.
Until this one?
Until this one.
Yeah. I hate when people... They were like riding each other's coattails, she and Tom Cruise in that one. And I hate when they do that. Right. But yeah, that was an awful movie too.
But look at that. Now we find out she's a maniac in bed and a brainiac in her head.
Just finished Big Little Lies too. She was in that and the season finale was on for that one. She's fantastic in that. Wow. Woo! Watch that one, Mike. Write that one down.
I'm going to write it down and look for that.
Scorps. Yes.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Good personality with some good music also. That's what I like on the radio in the morning.
All right. On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, so this morning we are celebrating show number 1700.
Yes, we are.
1700, which is a big milestone. I think when we get to show number 2000... that will be humongous.
Yeah, you know, and I said something on Facebook Live today, and somebody said, yeah, definitely, we should do a little concert of some sort.
Some sort.
You know, something like that.
Like a free concert in the park or something like that.
Okay. Yeah, it might just be you and me on Kazoo, but still...
Wendy's band.
Yeah. Yes.
Days Gone By.
Absolutely.
She'd play.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yes. We can do a couple numbers on Kazoo. You know, kind of open for them.
That's what I'm thinking.
Right. And then let them take over.
Okay. So
get a comedian.
Open the show. Mm-hmm. I love it.
I said, get a comedian.
All right, here's your first chance to win some cold hard cash in celebration of show number 1700.
Yeah.
It's a multiple choice. A Mike and Carla Morning Show multiple choice. 5 out of 5 correct, and you get the cash.
Yep, that's simple.
That simple. We have the phone lines on hold right now. Get through news, weather, and traffic. And then, of course, look for caller number 9. We'll start with caller number 9.
Okay.
And you have had to have listened to us for quite a while.
Yeah.
I'm sure to get all these answers correct.
You want to know some things about us, but I will say that we've talked about these things a lot.
Okay.
So.
All right. We have Debbie on the phone. Debbie's ready to take the Mike and Carla Morning Show quiz to celebrate show number 1700 and a chance to win cold hard cash. Debbie, 5 out of 5, and you're a big winner. Here we go. Number 1.
Debbie, I have been doing this in front of people for over 30 years. Is it gymnastics? Is it dance? Or is it comedy?
It's comedy.
Good job. Well, on your way.
All right, number 2.
Mike puts this down more often than not. Is it his fork, his drink, or his convertible top?
His convertible top?
Yes! I think Mike can attest to that.
Number 3.
Debbie, Carla considers this her second home. Is it Paducah, Kentucky, Smyrna, Georgia, or Detroit, Michigan?
I would say it's Detroit, Michigan.
She's good. She's good. 2 more, Debbie. Play along. Debbie, Mike has 2 of these. Is it fish? Is it sons? Or is it daughters?
It's daughters.
One more, Debbie.
5th and the final one.
Kind of a bonus for you, Debbie. Mike O'Brien has had 4 of these. 4 of these. Is it Volkswagens?
Really?
Is it boats or is it wives?
Wow.
That would be wives.
Yeah, Debbie! Woo! Way to go! She's in the money. So are his ex-wives.
You include that. You let that be number five, huh?
Yeah, I was going to go with the edge trimmer on mine, but way more fun with yours.
Yeah, I noticed you forgot all about that. All right, Debbie, are you ready? You got it. Cold hard cash for in celebration of our 1700 show. You have $17.
Oh, yay. All right. I could buy a lunch with that. That's great.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, that's Debbie.
That's how you should look at it.
Exactly.
Now, do us a favor, though. Don't come down and pick it up today because we still have to print it.
That's right. So as of tomorrow, yes. Debbie, you can pick this up. Stay on the air. I'll get all your information.
All righty.
And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. By the way, for those people texting in and on the phone, yes, we have more cash to give away.
We do have more cash to give away.
As we celebrate show number 1700 this morning. Not to mention, you could still win Mystery Cruise number 3 in August. Details coming up soon from the Scenic Brewing Company and KKLZ. By the way, with that said, this Wednesday, tomorrow night, 6 to 8.
Yes.
Extended happy hour.
I'll be over there. Yep, I will be over at Scenic Brewing. It's right, by the way, on Desert Inn, across from Desert Breeze Park at Durango.
Very 8410 West DI, east of Durango. And with that, we're giving you a double secret bonus clue.
Yes.
Even before we reveal piece number one of the puzzle,
I love it.
So get a head start on everybody else. Yeah. Stop by between 6 and 8. Pick up your double secret bonus clue over at Scenic Brewing Company. And we got details on that. 96 days of summer coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Partly sunny, chance of an afternoon shower, thunderstorm today. Same tomorrow. High 103 this afternoon. 101 tomorrow. It's about 94 outside right now. As you wake up, start your day. A few things we think you should know. Got that coming up after Bon Jovi. Blaze of Glory.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news. Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Two very, very big days today that we are celebrating. Well, three, our 1700th show, of course. Today's also Vanilla Ice Cream Day.
Oh, boy.
And Yada 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 Day.
Hold on for a second.
Uh-huh. I knew. Are we going to yada yada through the show?
I think we might yada yada through the show.
Yada yada yada.
Yada yada yada.
Yada yada yada.
Yada yada yada.
Move it back to my place. Yada yada yada.
She yada yada over the best part.
No, I mentioned the bisque.
I love it. Yeah, yada 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 day. So celebrate by maybe just doing a little yada yada yada.
You know what? It's our 1700th show and yada yada yada.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You didn't mention the important part. I mentioned the bisque.
Yes, thank you.
Scientists say that petting a dog greatly reduces stress. Morty, does this help you when you go home after a hard day?
Yeah, if I can find him.
Yeah, well, true.
Yes, it does, though.
Well, I talked to Squish the other day, and he said there's so much crap in this apartment.
Yeah,
yes.
God, and yet I still can't get a Pop-Tart.
She can't find me.
Jeez. Oh, my gosh. And by the way, petting a cat reduces your odds of anyone assuming you're in a relationship. Thousands of people now threatening, to storm Loch Ness and look for the Loch Ness monster. This has started a whole thing now.
Is this the new trend?
This
like,
seems
we're
going to
gonna storm this, storm that, based on the storming of Area 51.
Area 51, that's what it seems. She's been around a long time. They call her Nessie, right?
Yeah.
She's been, you know what, Nessie, you're old. Why don't you just pack up, move to Florida, like all the other old people? Get out of the way, honey.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Stay out of the way.
Hopefully they can swim.
I know. Well, that's just it.
Storming's not quite the word.
You know what? You got to step it up for this one, people, okay? You're not just traipsing through the desert, you bunch of nerds,
just
okay?
Just make sure you bring the floaties.
Yes, bring the floaties. Oh, great. Oh, my God. We got to bring the floaties for this one. We're going to get the monster. Oh, yes.
Goggles.
Exactly.
Goggles, floaties. Okay.
Where's my inhaler? I'm going underwater. Where's my inhaler? and be careful.
Snorkel.
No storming. Please, people, no more storming. It is Tuesday. A few things you should know.
They say highs today in the low 100s. Of course, the monsoon season is here. And we expect some thunder showers today, tomorrow. Hopefully nice through the weekend. Having said that, though, the back east and in the Midwest, going through a huge heat wave. And a lot of the parents have banned, I don't know if you saw this, they've banned their kids from touching the thermostat.
Yeah, they can only turn it down a certain amount, and then the kids can't touch it.
Which, to me, is amazing, because as a kid, I didn't know I could touch it.
Yeah, yeah.
First
only
of
the
all,
adults can adjust the heat.
I didn't know. I didn't even know if I could reach it. It was on the wall. You know, I wasn't that tall. So, I mean, our summer intern, Jacob, who's only 18, said that he was allowed. You're allowed to touch the thermostat?
Yeah, I can touch the thermostat.
Okay.
Yeah, because when we were kids, that was an adult thing. Only adults could adjust the thermostat. That's all.
What were you banned from touching in your home as a kid? Your parents actually told you, you are not allowed to touch this.
Yeah, there were good glasses that we didn't, that we didn't touch.
Okay.
My mom would put them out. She'd put them on the table for the fancy dinner, you know, when the people.
But told you don't touch them.
Yeah, yeah. Because that's a whole other story.
Okay.
Because I bit one.
You bit one?
I was drinking out of it. And I bit it.
I wouldn't let you touch them either.
Yeah, I couldn't touch the good glasses.
702-739-9636. Just do a flashback real quick. What was it as a kid that you were banned? Your parents banned you from touching. Maybe it was the thermostat or something else.
Yeah.
Text or call. KKLZ Talk and Text Lines powered by Centennial Toyota.
Wakes me up the right way.
Good morning. You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Best way to wake up.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Saw this article with the heat wave hitting the Midwest back east. A lot of parents are telling the kids you can't touch the thermostat. They're banning the kids from touching the thermostat. So we wanted to know, as a kid, what were you banned by your parents from touching?
Yeah.
Again, I didn't even know I could touch it.
Yeah, right.
I never did.
Right, right.
The thermostat.
Yeah. We got a few of them. Chris said I was never allowed to touch my dad's turntable. I mean, you know, I think we understand that as well.
Yep.
Sharon says, as a kid, my sister and I were not allowed to touch our mom's Coca-Cola. We could have other soda, but Coke was hers and hers alone.
Wow.
I know. Strict. This is great. This is great. Susan says, in my house, it was a whole room. We were not allowed in.
Yeah.
It was back in the 70s. And of course, the couch had like a revolving bar area in the middle. This sounds like a cool house.
Yeah. What was it, Playboy After Dark?
And once, yeah. I know, exactly. And my
What's
dad,
going on?
Hugh. She said, my brother once locked me in there. We got in so much trouble.
Oh, boy.
But it was so well worth it.
Right.
And now this one, Jeannie says, growing up, we only had one TV. So we were never allowed to touch the dial to turn it to another station. The adults were the only ones who were allowed to change the channel.
I remember I did it one time and got yelled at because I, you know, to change the channel on the TV, you had to turn the knob. And I guess I went too fast. I went,
oh, no.
Uh-oh. And my dad almost kicked my butt.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
because it was brand new and I was going to wreck it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I can't have nice things.
Yeah.
So I was grounded from touching the TV for like a month or something.
Oh,
I couldn't even touch the volume, nothing.
Same with in the car, the radio.
Right.
You know, generally you didn't change the channel.
No.
On your parents' radio.
Buffy, what about you? What were you banned from?
Oh my gosh, we could not touch the living room couch. It was gold and it had plastic on it.
Wait, what are you, Italian, Buffy?
She wouldn't even let us. If we walked in there, we had to stay on the runner.
Oh,
I know
yeah.
You remember those plastic runners. And you don't touch my couch.
When my mom and dad redid our home, they bought all new living room furniture.
Right.
Curtains. And basically redid the living room. And we were not even allowed in the living room.
Was it, don't sit on the couch?
Not only don't sit, I mean, don't even go in.
Let me paint this picture for you. It was like a mustard gold, that crushy, velvety kind of couch with plastic. And it was new and fancy. So it was like, if you go in there, stay on the runner. Don't walk off the runner. Don't touch my couch.
Oh, my God. So you couldn't walk on the carpet and you couldn't sit on the furniture. So welcome to our home, though.
We couldn't even touch it. That was for company.
Buffy, have a great day.
Thanks, honey. Thank you.
Yeah, we would just go by the room in the hallway, the living room, and just look in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
And if my dad saw it, don't even think about it.
That was a big thing.
Not thinking about it.
Back in the day with the grandparents and the old aunts and uncles. Mm-hmm. A lot of plastic.
Celebrating show number 1700. And as we talk about the heat wave hitting most of the country back east and Midwest, parents are telling their kids, don't even think about touching the thermostat.
Right.
If you get home early. So they banned them from smoke, touching the thermostat. So we wanted to know, as a kid, what were you banned from touching?
Yeah, this is pretty funny. We're bouncing around here. Debbie, my brother and I were not supposed to touch a raspberry that was growing on a bush because it was getting nice and big. Well, it disappeared one day. And boy, did we get our booties hit for that one.
I'm sure
a bird or something got it because we were not able to touch it, so we did not touch it.
I can't find it. Somebody on our Facebook page put my mom's cigarettes. Couldn't touch my mom's cigarettes.
Well,
why would you want to?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I get that.
Jess is on the phone. Jess, what about you?
The stove.
Well, yeah, but didn't we learn the hard way, Jess?
A lot of kids were told, walk all the way around the kitchen so you don't get burned by the stove.
We weren't allowed to touch it in any way.
Yeah, you didn't cook as a kid.
No.
I never burnt myself on it or anything like that.
And if you got home early, you waited around for mom to make your macaroni and cheese.
You got it.
Or ate it cold.
That's right.
Because you couldn't reheat it because you had to use the stove. Didn't have microwaves
back
then.
That's right.
No microwaves back then.
Oh, boy.
I know. Jacob's freaking out going.
Our 18-year-old intern is saying, what?
Yeah.
You mean no microwave? How'd you eat?
Yeah, I didn't eat anything.
How'd you make popcorn?
Yeah.
Jess, have a good day.
Wow.
You too.
Win Mystery Cruise number 3 throughout the month of August. Details come up soon. Cedar Brewing Company, KKLZ. It's all a part of our 96 days of summer. By the way, tomorrow night, extended happy hour. Carly, you're going to be there from 6 to 8, 8410 West Desert Inn, just east of Durango. And when you're there, register for the Leonard Skinner tickets you have to win. Give those away at the end of the month. And, of course, which is only, what, next week? Wow.
Yeah.
But to give you a head start on the third cruise, we're giving you a double secret bonus clue.
Yeah.
We haven't even revealed
Triple Dog Dare.
piece one of the picture puzzle, but you're going to get a bonus clue tomorrow. So make sure you stop by, say hi, take advantage of the food and drink specials, and have a sample, take a sip of Carla's very own beer.
My blackberry wheat. I mean, not like I made it or anything, but I kind of think I did.
Right.
You know, I love it.
Jamie says this is your beer.
It is my beer.
For the month of July.
That's right. Excellent.
All right. So do that. More details about the 96 days of summer on our website, 96.3kklz.com. Partly sunny. I don't see any sun out there right now.
No, there's not any.
Afternoon showers, thunderstorms expected today, tomorrow. High 103 this afternoon, 101 tomorrow. Yeah, it's only about 94 now. It's monsoon season. Just be careful out there this morning. Carla's second take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
I am sweating like a hooker on dollar night. I really am. I'm sorry. Wow. Adam Sandler, new movie coming out. A friend of ours is in it.
More on that and other stories after Aerosmith.
All right, are we ready?
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, hold on here. I've lost every speck of... There we go. There's talk. This is kind of cool. There's talk that movie theaters might start charging different prices to see movies. So smaller budget movies like, what's the one out now, Stuber?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that wouldn't be quite as much as Avengers Endgame.
Oh.
Which is fine by me, because I'm not a big, huge fan of all those superhero movies. Mike, this might work out for you, too.
What if the movie sucks? Do you get your money back?
No, you don't get your money back. But if it's a sucky movie, and it's proven to be a sucky movie, maybe it'll be really cheap. Yeah. So, you know.
They're kind of starting to do that now.
Yeah, with some of
them.
They
put those lower grade movies in the regular theaters and the other ones are in the
Well, if you have the, what is that? I always forget what we have. The
Stubs?
Yeah. Where you pay, well, you just pay a monthly fee.
Right.
Yeah. And then, you know, it's kind of worth it.
Okay.
Very cool, Mike. And I mentioned this to you last week. I was texting with him back and forth. Not Adam Sandler, but he's on to his next Netflix project. It's an untitled Halloween comedy. Features an all-star cast. Kevin James, Julie Bowen, Maya Rudolph, Ray Liotta, Steve Buscemi, Rob Schneider, Kenan Thompson, and our friend, and certainly mine, George Wallace.
Really?
George Wallace is doing this movie. Yeah. And he had texted me last week and said, hey, can you work with me down the road? I said, yeah, well, tell me when. He said, well, I'm shooting a movie right now with Adam Sandler, and I'd read that to you. It was like, well, gee, that's bad company.
Yeah.
Huh? Good for him.
He's doing a couple of movies.
He's got a lot going on. We're going to get him in here to talk about it.
He's like one of the busiest guys in showbiz, and nobody knows it.
I know it. He's in everything. And then every once in a while, it's like, oh, yeah, didn't I see him on a Law & Order recently? Or didn't I see him on a Criminal? Yes. So, yeah, I was really happy to hear that.
Good
busy
guy.
Man. Really good guy. And, of course, now a judge on Bring the Funny on NBC, Jeff Foxworthy. He talked to Jimmy Fallon about his mother who wants to get a gun permit. There's been some burglaries in her area.
My mom is 83 years old. Her eyesight is bad, her hearing is worse, and she has the balance of Ron White after midnight. And now she's thinking about getting a pistol. And I said, Mom, I said, call me Ultra Worry Wart, but maybe you shouldn't be packing heat if you're wearing a life alert, you know?
That's a great way to think about it.
Oh, he is always funny.
Yep.
Man, Jeff Foxworthy. And happy birthday to Monica Lewinsky today.
Hey.
Can anyone guess how old she is?
She is 43 years old.
Morty?
I'm going to go 42.
Yeah, close, but no cigar.
You know what? I'm not even going to give that one to you. Because it was so...
I slayed myself there. It was so bad. But I've been waiting all show for that one.
I bet you a whole year you've been waiting.
I have been. Oh, man. If you like that, I'm Carla. If you don't, then I'm Mercedes. Hey,
I'll give that one to you. Boy, that stopped the music. Well, how old is she?
46 years old. Oh. She is 46 years old, and she's turned into quite the motivational speaker.
Yeah.
Has quite the career. That is my very painfully detailed.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
It helps us start the day with warmth and vigor.
96.3 KKLZ.
All right, we started giving these away yesterday. Tickets for Eric Clapton from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. This is for his show at the T-Mobile Arena Friday, September 13th. All a part of our 96 Days of Summer. Put together the beginning of three Clapton songs.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In order, by title, identify all three. Listen very closely. That's it. Okay.
I love that.
Kind of put together on the rush. But
I love it.
One more time. That's it. Identify all three songs by title in order, starting with caller number 9 after we get through news and weather at 702-739-9636, and you are a winner. Plus, celebrating show number 1700, Cold Hard Cash.
Yeah.
We gave it away in the 6 a.m. hour. Shh, don't tell anybody how much.
I know.
We haven't started printing the money yet.
No, we have not.
But... All right, one more time. Here you go.
Okay.
Good luck. Giving you a chance to win those tickets for Eric Clapton. Identify all three songs by title in this quick little medley. Here it is. All right, Carla, we have Tracy on the phone. Tracy, can you identify from those clips all three Eric Clapton songs by title in order? Go.
Okay, is it Layla, Wonderful Tonight, and Lay Down Sally?
Exactly.
That's
right.
That's it.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Oh, I'm not sure. I don't
know
if I've never won.
Eric something.
Oh,
I don't know.
first one.
You got the tickets. You're going to see Eric Clapton over at the T-Mobile Arena in September. These tickets are from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet, all a part of our 96 Days of Summer. And as we celebrate show number 1700, some cold hard cash, we have $17 for you.
Woo! Oh, that's awesome.
You can actually buy a drink and leave a tip.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. I'll let it ride.
There you go. Let it ride.
Let it ride, baby.
Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick up your tickets and your cash. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Burglars broke into an apartment in Chicago. Actually, a few different apartments. Stole documents that they could use for
identity theft. Easy for you to say.
Well, after 1,700 shows, identity theft.
That's it.
Okay. It's one of those words.
I know.
Like
I know.
Aluminum?
Yes.
Okay.
Identity.
And they also stole some underwear. I don't know what they're doing.
Okay.
Identity theft. According to a new survey, almost about half the people say they've gotten into an argument with somebody over the right way to clean things.
Oh, well.
And more than 3/4 of people have gotten into arguments over chores in general.
See, that's why I don't get married. I don't want to be told how to load a dishwasher.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to be told that. Ugh.
Jody is very specific.
Yes. Yeah.
We make the bed, how we clean.
They say that is like, you know, the core of many, many arguments is that dishwasher. So, wow. I don't know. Yeah. Okay.
It's not the weed whacker.
Okay. No. Well, it's not.
If you're going to be so set in your ways, then you do it the entire time.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't change my ways.
Morty, you're still young.
Yeah.
bless your heart.
Oh, wow. A Speedo-wearing man, here it comes, was recently kicked in the groin.
Ooh.
By a horse on Maryland's, and I wish I knew how to pronounce this. I was just there. Assateague Island, I believe it is. You can help me out, anybody. The unidentified man, he ignored signs not to pet the island's wildlife. Well, he went up to pet this horse, and the horse just nailed him, and they say he crumbled to the ground.
Most men would.
I'm more interested in why he's wearing a Speedo around a horse.
Yeah, I know. Well, I know.
I mean, it's like the horse thought to himself, I have to kick him now. He's wearing a Speedo. He's asking for
it. I would. I'd kick him if he was wearing a Speedo.
I mean, they're right there.
Wow. It's an island. He probably came from, you know, maybe, you know, I don't even want to know. But this is even better. A naked man walks into a coffee shop. There's no joke here. In Bennington, Vermont.
Uh-huh.
He asked the cashier, I am not joking, where's the self-service coffee? And she just pointed to the back of the cafe because that's where it is.
Right.
And then he said, is there a good place to swim around here? And she said, yeah, there's a place over that way. And then he paid for his coffee and he left. And then officers came and questioned the man. But it didn't arrest him because being naked is legal in Vermont.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Who knew?
Yes. You know what? If everybody else is naked or a few people, I would be naked, I think. You know?
Do you?
I don't know that I'd buy hot coffee, but I'd be naked.
Yeah,
so,
that's disaster
just
waiting.
Be careful there.
Or pet a horse.
No. Not even wearing a Speedo.
I did not know that.
No, yes.
I thought you were going to say that, let him go because he's a nice guy. Just put some clothes on.
No, they said, go get out of here. You're okay. There's nothing wrong with you. You just don't have any clothes on, and that's perfectly fine.
Morty, find a place in Vermont we can call tomorrow.
I know.
Because I want to ask if they've had naked people walk in.
Call even in Bennington, Vermont. And check and see. Yeah, see if
call
we can talk
cafe.
To maybe the police there or, I can give you the name of the coffee shop, actually.
Okay.
I'll give you the name of the coffee shop, okay? Yeah, so it's Tuesday. There's your naked news.
Thank you.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
Well, Storm Area 51, we've been talking about it. People are joking about it. It might be a big thing. It might not. But around 2 million people have now signed up to storm it in September. Well, it inspired a different kind of rescue mission. An animal shelter in Oklahoma City took advantage of this whole thing by holding a big event of their own. Last Friday, they posted on Facebook and asked people to come adopt a pet to protect them from any, quote, Area 51 aliens that escape.
Oh.
They posted three photos of different dogs in tinfoil hats.
Yeah.
Then their hashtag storm the shelter started going viral, and a ton of pets have been adopted because of this. At
wow.
least two of the dogs, by the way, in the photos with the tinfoil hats on. Random people have been donating to the shelter as well, just to help out. They've raised about $2,500 so far. Most important for a shelter, though, is getting those animals adopted. So, you know what? Something good came out of this.
Nice.
And I hope other people maybe use it to their advantage. Why not?
The guy that started this whole thing actually has said
yes.
now
oh,
he would rather have it turn into a music fest.
Yeah, let's just do a concert on that day.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Good luck
Where?
With that.
There? Yeah, okay. We'll get the Wedge Brothers to play.
Before and, we storm, we'll
yes, that's
rock
right.
out. And
that's right. Sweet.
Have a good time.
Oh, Alabama.
If you have a great story, we want to hear about it. Just let us know, man. Just email it. Submit it to the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. 9:38, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Wendy Rush going to keep it company. She'll have those Las Vegas Aces tickets to give away.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, they're good right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, they sure are.
Hope they have a continue with the great season. So she'll have that as we recap the show. Show number 1700. Gave away some cold hard cash.
We sure did.
Made some people happy. It was a lot of fun. Hopefully we can make it 1,700 more.
Yeah, absolutely, my friend. Hope
we'll
so.
Found out there's a bunch of Trekkies headed to town. When's that happening? Next week?
Yeah, it's next week. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And they say if you pet a dog, It helps with the stress factor,
mm-hmm.
and Morty always seems very easygoing.
I know, mm-hmm. I know.
So we thought probably he pets Squishy Squish every day, but he can't find him.
Yeah.
I know he's always hiding in the corner.
I know you keep track of him with your camera at home, and sometimes you can't find
yeah.
him on there.
Well, you have so much crap in your apartment. In fact,
it's a big place. But
yeah,
you
yeah.
just bought a bag of crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, did. You did. You finally got a bag of crap,
did
didn't you, from Luke? Yeah, that's so cool. We're very proud of you, Morty.
Squishy, we love you. Maybe we start a movement. Storm Morty's apartment.
Everyone wins.
Storm the Mort.
At least walk away with a Pop-Tart.
Take what
the
you can get.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, do have a great day. Thanks for celebrating with us.
Yes, right. Absolutely.
So,
thank you.
Be safe, be careful, and be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.